It's not about the technology, it is what you do with it. Welcome to Digital Dash. We are excited about the opportunities technology presents in our modern world, and we spend a lot of time tinkering with the use cases. Join us every week on our podcast as we share our findings and break things down into zeros and ones. Subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app, and enjoy this episode.
I know you've always been asking yourself, how do I save that video from Twitter? Or how do I download this video from YouTube so that I don't have to go back to it every single time I have to watch it online, you know, using my data? We are Digital Dash. I'm your host, Salam Donyo. I'm here with Kwamina Arthur, and we are going to expose you to a lot of ways from which you can save anything from anywhere.
So let's start from YouTube.
The mother of all video sharing sites. So whilst YouTube has a native feature in the app which allows you to download videos for offline storage, it's not available on every video, and because it needs the uploader's permission in order to work. Now, let us offer an issue, a disclaimer at this point, that from this part going to the end of the podcast, if you are downloading any material using the methods that we have described, you are only using the method we have described, and we are not responsible for your actions, which may result in you downloading copyrighted material, because not everything that you see online can be legally downloaded.
And so, thread cautiously.
Okay, so back to YouTube. Let's start with Internet Download Manager. I've used this in the past to download videos several times from YouTube. One very great thing about it is that it has something we call a video grabber, which is like a small pop-up icon which appears above your YouTube video when it's playing and allows you to download the currently playing video in several available formats, which I think is great. I can even save MP3s from IDM, which is short for Internet Download Manager. And how do I get IDM? IDM can be installed from their website, and whilst it's not for free, the good thing about it is that if you're in Ghana, you can purchase it from
stepmicrosystems.com for only 250 Ghana cedis.
Yeah, and it's
and
a single
use. You
can
actually use mobile money to pay for this.
To pay for it. Oh yeah, that's very convenient. So if you're in Ghana, you can get in touch with Step Microsystems. You can pay for it via mobile money, which is just 250 cedis. And it's a single use license for one PC, and it's for a lifetime. And the good thing about, another good thing about IDM is that it's updated very frequently, almost every 2 weeks. So this ensures that you have a fresh, bug-free version of the program every single time. It doesn't just work on YouTube, but a whole other host of websites. Basically, any page with a video playing on it, and we are going to discuss some of these.
So it also works on Dailymotion, Meta Cafe, Twitch, and can even record Periscope sessions.
Wow, that's great. That's awesome.
So the second tool you can use to save YouTube videos is SS, right? Now let me explain. You don't need to install any application. You don't need any subscription. All you need to do is to move your mouse to the URL bar right after the HTTPS colon and the two slashes. You literally type SS and then hit enter. Right. This will...
And what does that do?
This will open a new page where you can basically see save options in various formats and quality similar to IDM.
I also have another page you can perform a very similar function called loader.to. Just like SS, Loader is a web page where you actually copy the URL of the video which you are watching and paste there. And whilst you paste it, it just passes the link and gives you several available options by which you can download it, even for MP3s as well, which is very good. And one thing I like about Loader is that you can pass an entire playlist of YouTube videos. So you can copy the URL to a YouTube playlist and paste it in loader.tl, and Loader will immediately pass the link and it will give you all the videos available for download, and voila, you have it right there.
So to summarize, in order to download anything from YouTube cautiously, you can use one IDM, which is Internet Download Manager, or ssyoutube.com or loader.to. All right, now let's move on to Instagram.
our favorite video and photo sharing app. So with Instagram, it's quite simple. Save From. So Save From is a website which also comes with a browser extension, which you can install in your browser, and it helps you download stuff from also other websites besides Instagram. But the good thing about it is you can copy and paste an Instagram link, and Save From will immediately pass the link and give you, if it's a post with a video and a picture, you can have everything available for download. You can have the picture available for download, the video available for download. With just a click, you have it on your mobile device or your computer. As simple as that.
All right. The second one we will talk about is StorySaver.net.
Oh, that one. So I've notoriously used StorySaver because I wanted to save someone's IG stories to my phone. It's also quite simple. You just copy the link to the story and go and paste it in IG Story Saver. Now, what this does is, if the person has posted even up to 100 stories that day, you have all of them appearing, and IG Story Saver will give you the option to download whichever one you choose. Now, as I said, this content does not belong to you, so we are just giving you the know-how, how to go about it.
Yes, so you can use this to save things like very nice pictures of buildings and artifacts, as well as nature, and not necessarily to save people's, you know, sensitive private information which they are sharing on Instagram for a period of 24 hours. So please use very cautiously. iOS users, there's a shortcut that you can use to save pictures and videos from Instagram. I will link it in the description, but it's essentially a shortcut that you can download from a third party and then import into your shortcut app. And anytime you see any picture that you want to save, you just click on the share button and then you share it to that particular shortcut, and it automatically downloads it for you. I will link it in the text box description so you can follow the steps.
Okay, I have a similar tip for Android users. Now, to be very honest, I don't know if this thing works on other Android devices besides a Google Pixel, because the only Android device I've ever owned is a Google Pixel. So I noticed that if you hover the IG app a little bit, like if you send your apps into hover mode and you hover the IG app and you hover above the IG app, a little picture icon appears on the lower left corner of IG, which means that when you tap it, it will save the picture from that current page to your pictures folder. If you happen to be a Pixel user or you're using Android 12 or later, you should see this feature I'm talking about. Now, I just use it as a quick way of saving pictures when I don't need the full resolution of that picture. I just need the picture, not the full resolution picture. It's as simple as that. I use this and it works quite well.
All right. So from Instagram, let's move on to Facebook. And to save pictures and images from Facebook, you can also use savefrom.net. I think savefrom.net is like a philosopher's stone of video video saving.
Yeah, it can save anything at all.
Yeah,
it also feels like those snake oil
that can apply to a whole
thing. The one they sell in the trotro, a drew a be your mama a best apple. So yeah,
goodness.
Savefrom is like, yeah, one really handy website. Can I think you're going to be meeting it in most of the categories from this part going.
Yeah, I think Facebook also allows you to save images natively,
which is
your device. If you are on an iPhone, you can long press on a picture and you will see the save option. Or if you are using a computer, under the menu options below, you'll be able to click on save to device, and then you can save that as well.
And even on Android, yeah, in the app, you see the three button thingy. Yeah. You just tap on it and then you have your picture.
All right. Once again, you can use IDM to save pictures and videos from Facebook because of the native video grabber feature.
Yeah, and IDM does not even just download pictures and videos. You can actually even download entire web pages.
Yeah,
IDM. Yeah, which makes it very, very handy.
Right. One thing I also like about IDM is the ability to pause and resume downloads. There are some sites which are very notorious for making you start the download all over again if MTN or Vodafone decides to, you know, blink for a few seconds. But with IDM, you are able to pause and start and resume at will without you having to waste your precious data.
Not even just that. You know, IDM itself is an internet download accelerator. So it works by downloading the file simultaneously from via several connections. So it makes the rate at which you're downloading very, very fast. And, well, pretty cool.
All right. Now let's move on to WhatsApp.
Okay. So WhatsApp, that one. You know, it can be very annoying when you see someone's status on WhatsApp and you ask them to send the picture or video and they don't reply. Or sometimes even someone you don't want to talk to, but you've seen something interesting in their status which you want to.
Why do you want to save a picture from somebody that you don't talk to?
Go and ask your grandfather.
Okay, so on your Android device, I'm starting with an Android device because I don't know if there's currently a workaround for this on an iOS device, but this will definitely work on an Android device. You go to your Play Store and download the Google Files app. When you open the Google Files app, go to the app on the top left corner and go to settings. Now in your settings, on the browse section, you see show hidden files and you select it and turn that setting on. You come back to the home page of the Files app and go to internal storage, go to Android, go to media, and go to com.whatsapp. It opens another folder called WhatsApp. Are you following me? And you see another folder called media. So in the media folder, when you open it, you see that there is a grayed out folder called .statuses, which is supposed to be hidden, but now that you've enabled show hidden folders, it's viewable now. So when you open that folder, you see all the pictures and videos from the statuses you have viewed that very day or which are available and have not expired after the 24 hours after they became available from the sender. And voila, you can just click on the three dot thingy on the file and select copy or move, and just copy and move it to any folder of your choice on your phone. And you don't need to text anyone who you are probably beefing with to send you a picture on the video. As simple as that.
On iOS, you can just take a screenshot.
You know one thing which irks me? I get really annoyed when I see videos and pictures posted by other people, and you can clearly see that the home button, the round thingy on iOS, what was it called?
Assistive touch.
The assistive touch,
yeah,
from which you can move around on the screen.
Yeah,
on screen recordings and screenshots.
Yeah, people,
and
people don't really format their screen recordings and their screenshots very well, and it really, really irks me too. So.
Yeah, and I see that on over there, and I was like, this person just clearly just took a screenshot or screen recording. You can see that button there, and I'm like, iOS people, nah. Okay, so just as Kwamina also talked about, on I guess on Android, you can also equally just take a screenshot or make a screen recording. If you are using Android 12 or later, making screen recordings are quite easy. When you pull down the notification center and you scroll to the right, you see the start screen record button over there. You just tap on it and it brings up a pop-up window where you can choose to record the device audio or from the microphone or show touches on screen and just start recording. And it's as simple as that. So I must just end by saying that, for example, with places like Instagram stories and WhatsApp status, these are pictures and videos which the users intended to display for just 24 hours and are not meant to be permanently saved. So kindly exercise an obscene amount of discretion when you are saving these to your device.
Yes, we recommend saving only things like maybe a meme or a funny video or a funny picture, but please do not save sensitive information that people just want to share in the moment.
That's all. All right. If you love this podcast, just subscribe to us in your podcast app. We are available Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. Man, we are everywhere on the internet. We are global. We are outside. You know. Okay. Just find us in your podcast app. Subscribe to us and leave us a review. And kindly share these episodes so that we can expand our reach. Also, if you have any question about the stuff you talked about today, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at @digital_sh. Yeah, there's a dash in the double entendre, you know. And until the next episode, we'll keep you posted. Look out for the next one. And it's bye for now. Ciao.